This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NB725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again, break. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and thoughtfulness. Break. Today's inspiration is called Decisions, Decisions. We make countless decisions, decisions about the things we do, decisions about the words we speak, and decisions about the thoughts we entertain. Simply put, the quality of these choices determines the quality of our lives. As you consider ways that decision-making impacts your own life, take time to consider how many things in this life you can control. Your thoughts, your words, your priorities, and your actions, for starters. Then if you sincerely want to improve the quality of your life, learn to make the kind of choices that will enhance your life today, tomorrow, and in years to come. To a large extent, your decisions will determine your future, so choose wisely. The location of your affections will guide the direction of your decisions. Lisa Devere. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will be in shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly, right? For several weeks now in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, we've been covering various topics, and I believe that we've covered this one already, but I'd kind of like to go over it because we're in the heat of summer already. It's on page 16 in your Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. It's called Heat Hazards. In Southern Oregon, summer temperatures can hover in the 90s for weeks at a time. It is not unusual to have numerous days where the temperature reaches over 100 degrees. Whenever possible, avoid prolonged exposure to the heat. Heat kills by taxing the human body beyond its capabilities. Under normal conditions, the body produces perspiration that evaporates and cools. In extreme heat or high humidity, evaporation is slowed and the body has to work harder to cool itself. In a normal year, an average of 175 Americans die from extreme heat. Young children, the elderly, and those who are sick or overweight are more likely to become victims. Extreme heat terms. Heat wave. Prolonged periods of excessive heat, often combined with excessive humidity. Heat index. A number in degrees Fahrenheit that tells how hot it feels when relative humidity is added to the air temperature. Exposure to full sunshine can increase the heat index by 15 degrees. Heat cramps, muscular pains and spasms due to heavy exertion. Although heat cramps are the least severe, they are often the first sign that the body is having trouble with the heat. Heat exhaustion. Typically occurs when people exercise heavily or work in hot, humid place where the body fluids are lost through heavy sweating. Blood flow to the skin increases, causing blood flow to decrease in the vital organs. This results in a form of mild shock. If not treated, the victim's condition will worsen. Body temperature will keep rising and the victim may suffer heat stroke. Heat stroke, a life-threatening condition. The victim's temperature control system, which produces sweating to cool the body, stops working. The body temperature can rise so high that brain damage and death may result if the body is not cooled quickly. Sunstroke, another term for heat stroke. During a heat emergency, stay indoors as much as possible and limit sun exposure. Stay on the lowest floor of your home out of the sunshine if air conditioning is not available. Consider spending the warmest part of the day in public buildings with air conditioning, such as libraries, schools, movie theaters, shopping malls, and other community facilities. Eat well-balanced, light, and regular meals. Avoid using salt tablets unless directed to do so by a physician. Limit intake of alcoholic beverages. Alcohol is a diuretic and causes your body to remove fluids and quickly dehydrate. Dress in loose-fitting, lightweight clothes that cover as much skin as possible. Protect face and head by wearing a wide-brimmed hat. Check on family, friends, and neighbors who do not have air conditioning and who spend much of their time alone. Never leave children or pets alone in closed vehicles. Be sure pets have plenty of water and shelter from the sun. Avoid strenuous work during the warmest part of the day. Use a buddy system when working in extreme heat and take frequent breaks. The last part, tip. Children, the elderly, and pets can be more susceptible to the effects of extreme heat, so keep an eye on your neighbors as well. So when I call on you this evening, if you have some additions to that or you have any suggestions or questions, please feel free to speak up. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening. I'd also like to check in for WRMY378 Robin and WRKP710 Wanda. They were unable to participate this evening. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?